Once, while at Rui's library, while I pondered weak and wary over a book sale shelf they have there near the entrance door, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone loudly rapping like an urgent, constant clapping high above the lobby floor. "Is that a crow?" I muttered, high above this lobby floor. And it was. I'll tell you more. The crow was perched at a high window outside, but staring right into the library where we go for books and so much more. And now and then it took to poking at the glass as to betoken strange communication spoken to those of us indoors. What could it mean? Well, let's explore. Could it be some code of Morse? Does this bird perhaps adore us? I asked library staff, what for is this visitor? What for?
How long has the crow been coming? How long on the window drumming?
So we've been having the crow for several years, and I'm not sure if it's the same crow or if it's multiple crows.
Zane Scheibel, who works the days here, says it's a group that sometimes stays here, flies and caws and pecks and plays here, and the golf course next door.
A group of crows is called a...
murder.
I see you are a birder.
A little bit. My partner's mother is really big into birding, so I've used that as sort of like a connection with my in-law.
What is it you think this bird wants? Why is it this place that it haunts?
They want to come in. They want to use the library.
Adriana Santos, another staffer, thinks it's friendship that they're after.
In addition to the banging, they will also let out their little noise, their caw-caw. And so sometimes when I'm sitting there, I'll be very quietly because I don't want to disturb anyone, but I'll just be like, caw, caw. And I will answer them back. I do that in the parking lot as well if I'm outside, and they will answer back. We'll exchange it a few times.
In fact, everyone I spoke with said they conversed with these corvids. Nothing spooky, nothing morbid, but pleasantries. What's more, Zane had said he'd like to train them as his minions to retain them. Or at very least to name them, like mascots come before.
Have you named the birds that visit? If there is a name, what is it?
We've debated. The staff has talked about what we would name the birds. None of them are coming to mind.
We are all very bad at choosing names.
You know, lots of really boring names like Birdie or...
You never thought about Lenore, huh?
No.
Are the crows, like, breaking rules about staying quiet in the library?
Technically, they're outside the library, so it's a little hard to tell them about that.
Still, I felt I needed answers why these noisy, winged prancers are such avid Ruiz branchers with visits here galore. Do they really seek connection or just peck at their reflection? Is it psychological projection into these birds we pour? Kaylee Swift, a PhD, has studied crows for her degree, and she has a lot of answers for us to explore. For one, it's likely that this space is one of the daily meeting places where crows will meet to greet and spend time building a rapport.
That area encompasses their territory, their routine, and so they visit the library because maybe there's good like perches there, they feel safe there, or what my money would really be on is it's a public library, it's got a large number of turnover, and one or two of those people visiting the library is feeding the crows.
So it could be staffer or reader is an avid corvid feeder, turning crows to trick-or-treaters at the window or the door.
There are some corvids that really readily take to window tapping. Once you get them sort of on a feeding thing, they will just right away become really frantic window tappers trying to get your attention. That doesn't happen as often with crows. So I'm a little surprised to hear that, but That would probably be my next explanation.
Or perhaps the window offers insects for the crows to proffer, or perhaps it is their own reflection they abhor. Either way, Swift is elated that the crows are celebrated, and if they're slipped a little treat, no harm will they endure.
Feeding wildlife is almost always a bad idea. But I think that crows are different. So it's a nuanced thing. It's hard because that, you know, that kind of nuance is hard to deliver. But to me, the reason why it's so different is because a huge part of their diet is already human food. That's just the reality. I just think that we're in this moment for a lot of people, especially living in urban centers, we're in this moment where people are in desperate need of interactions with the natural world. Again, as long as people aren't overdoing it.
Now here's an end that's most exciting. As I finished up the writing of this poem that I'd spent far too much time to score, outside my house there came a cawing. And upon my blinds a drawing, saw a stately crow there, gnawing on something near my door. Had it come to haunt my entrance? Did it crow for my repentance? What strange meaning did this bird now underscore? And though I know it's likely chance that brought it to my residence, I could not help but be entranced and shaken to my core. And that feeling of enchantment for this creature by my door will remain forevermore. Oh,